Tonight, UW Parkside hosts the Midwest debut of a new documentary telling the story of two legendary actors and civil rights activists.
Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis had acting careers spanning from the 1950s to Spike Lee movies in the 80s and 90s. They were credited with opening the door to African-American actors playing a wider variety of non-stereotypical roles. They acted on stage, they wrote and directed movies, and they were active in the civil rights movement.
Davis passed away about 10 years ago, and Ruby Dee last July. But before she passed away, their grandson, film producer Muta Ali Muhammad, sat down with her for a series of interviews. He shares those interviews and her story in his new documentary, Life's Essentials with Ruby Dee. The Mahone Foundation and UW Parkside are screening that documentary tonight at 7 at the UW Parkside Cinema. Muta Ali is in Wisconsin for that event. Muta Ali Muhammad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, you have clips of a number of actors and others, people like Danny Glover, Spike Lee, Angela Bassett, Alan Alda, and it seems like they all came back to a common message, something along the lines of, we need to hear the story of Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis. Why do we need to hear their story?
Oh, well, they stood for a lot of great things. And in the documentary, you can see their principles of love, art, and activism really shine. And everyone who you see, from Alan Alda to Spike Lee, as you mentioned, they came and were a part of this film because they love Grandpa and Grand Ruby. They love what they stood for. And you can learn from them in terms of love, because they were married for over 56 years, a Hollywood marriage, 56 years plus. And that's unusual. You can learn when it comes to their art, because as human beings, they were very conscious of what roles they decided to take and not take, because they didn't want to be part of any work of art that did a disservice to the community. And you can learn from them in terms of their decisions as citizens, in terms of their activism. They were activists throughout all of their adult lives, and it's fascinating how they were able to do so much in the time they had on this earth.
We'll dig into more of those essentials in a minute, but this is a personal story for you, too. What led you to sit down with your grandmother and film these interviews with her?
Well, you know, it was the loss of my grandfather. When he passed away, I was in my mid to late 20s, and I really felt that I missed the opportunity to sit and deliberately speak with him about his values and pick his brain about how to approach life and how to be a great person. And not only the pain of losing someone I love, but the pain of losing someone who is a genius in so many ways, and regretting not having sat down and spoke with him deliberately, I didn't want to repeat that. And my grandmother was a genius in her own right, and she was a loving grandmother and a loving wife to my grandfather. So I said, you know what, I have this opportunity to sit there and speak with her, and maybe as I learn about how she accomplished so much, anyone watching the documentary could maybe learn a thing or two, or just experience her if they've never met her.
Well, let's meet her, hear her voice a little bit, a couple of clips together here from your conversations with her.
This is my first interview by one of my grandchildren, and I'm nervous. Our marriage was a whole lot of learning and talking and discussion and a little fighting in there too, you know, and discovering things about where and how we live and becoming writers together. It was the most magical experience for me in my life.
So much there. Let's start with that first essential that you mentioned earlier, love. This was, as you said, a five-decade marriage, not really the norm for what you think of as a Hollywood actor. What did you learn from your grandmother, Ruby Dee, about love and marriage?
I learned that, and when it comes to commitment, because that's a lot of what I asked her about, being faithful and committed for so long when there's so many distractions on this earth. She first told me that it was a decision. When you stick to your decision when it comes to loving somebody, the responsibility, she calls it, of loving somebody, then that can give you longevity. She also said forgiveness. Forgiveness is a really, really big part of having a long lasting relationship. And I asked her very serious questions. A lot of people, when they watch the film, they feel like they're part of a conversation that they should not be part of, because it's so intimate and honest. But she gave some great advice to me about love, and I'm going to heed that advice.
And you mentioned they turned down roles that might take them too far from each other, or that didn't meet their standards for what they wanted to see on a screen. How hard was that? I mean, you think an actor, you want to take the roles that you have a shot at getting.
Yeah, it was very hard, you know, and they had a family to support, too. So some of the decisions that they made, like to not go further on tour with certain projects or not go, Grandma Ruby had opportunities to do a lot of plays over in Europe. She wanted to stay and raise her children. So their principles kind of outshined or took precedence over their desire to have more money in their bank account. And watching that and listening to archival audio tapes, I had a tape of my grandmother talking with my grandfather candidly about how she was not going to take on this this gig. It was an advertisement. She was going to advertise for this car, major car dealer. And she refused to do it because she said, you know, I'm not going to sit here and promote vanity and materialism. And I heard it on tape. I'm like, this is in the 70s. I'm like, that's pretty huge, because if anybody came to me wanted to put me in an ad for a major car, I'd jump at the chance. But thinking of materialism above my own welfare as an artist and as a person with a family, that's a huge, brave step to make, and it's inspiring to see that.
Well, your grandparents are often credited with breaking new ground for African-American actors. Roles previously, I guess, had often been for, you know, a comic relief servant, often very stereotypical. How did they break those stereotypes and give a more human range for African-American actors?
I think their character, Grandma Ruby, she grew up in Harlem, and she witnessed a lot of what happens when people have the wrong idea about others and different prejudices, and people are being able to get unable to get jobs. And Grandpa grew up in the deep south of Georgia. And being around that, I think they had an understanding of what's at stake when you portray negative characters on TV and how it can misinform people about the humanity of all of us, of all colors. So I think by working hard, they were able to survive even through being blacklisted at times through for different reasons in terms of their political beliefs or their political friends. They were able to survive by performing in churches and at schools and for the local community. The community around the country really supports and loves Ossie and Ruby, and that's what allowed them to turn down a role that they otherwise would have been forced to accept.
Now, they were actors and did a lot of other things related to writing, performing, directing, things like that. But they also, it seems like, always saw themselves as activists in the civil rights era and up almost to the end of their lives. Why was that so important for them?
Well, you know, to me, and even in different ways they say it, they're very passionate people. And I think their love, just the love that they exude and the love that they have for this earth around us, was the foundation for it. And their love for each other, it expanded. You know, to be in love with someone for decades and decades requires you to have something inside you that's sensitive to the world outside of you. And with that, that allowed them to be sensitive to the needs of their community and the whole country. And when you are sensitive to the needs of people around you and you see injustice, you're compelled almost to take action. So even back when Paul Robeson was very active, they supported him all the way up through the civil rights movement and the Black Panthers and decades and decades of activism. And that came from their ability to love and to be sensitive yet powerful at the same time.
An amazing thing to me is that they're married to each other, but they do all the same stuff. They're in the same line of work. They're in the same kinds of activism. It seems like they were constantly doing the same thing. Was that ever a source of tension for them, trying to separate out their activist lives, their actor lives, and their personal lives?
You know, I wondered that, too. I wondered if they kind of disagreed artistically sometimes, X, Y, and Z. But they had completely different styles. If you take a look at Graham Ruby's one-woman show, My One Good Nerve, it's completely different from Grandpa's play, Pearly Victorious. And I think they complemented each other well in terms of their working style. But also their activism, as they told me, brought them together. You know, the ups and downs of marriage, sometimes when you both have a common goal, even though you don't even want to speak to one another, having that common goal of addressing an injustice or addressing an issue, it brought them together. And that's some of the things that they told me over the years. So when you have a common goal with your partner, sometimes it overshadows any sort of disagreement you might be having.
I saw a clip, I think it was from Ruby Dee's 90th birthday party. She says something to the effect of, I don't want to die because I'm old. I want to die fixing some of the, I'm paraphrasing, stuff that's wrong with the world. Is that, did she keep working on that stuff, her activism, right till the end?
Yeah, absolutely. We couldn't get her to stop moving. She's one of the toughest people I've ever met in my life. And when it comes to her art, she was working all the way up until she couldn't. And when it comes to her activism, every day, I was living with her during this project, every day there was something that she would be talking about or trying to help. And she had a great excitement for the youth, the young people who are coming up today, who are speaking up and making a change. She had excitement about young women who are making a change right now, and she wanted to know how she can help. How can I help? How can I help? She had this undying spirit that I will never ever forget. And so that activism, it stayed with her until she couldn't, you know, do anything.
You're sharing her story in part to inspire other people, but interviewing her, talking to her, editing this all together, how were you inspired by this experience?
Well, man, I was inspired because watching her work so hard and watching how her spirit was the most powerful thing about her. Her spirit was more powerful than her physical ability, even as she grew older. Just being around her was very inspiring. Watching the community come behind this project, we're a Kickstarter project, so 394 people from around the world help us get our seed money, and a lot of the people who are in the film helped us get this thing done. Watching all of that and the love that everyone has for Grandpa and Grand Ruby, that was very, very inspiring. And then being able to go through the archive on my own and see the letters that she and Grandpa wrote to studio heads, the notes that they had to one another, the inner workings of two people who are great successes in love, art, and activism, it blows my mind how much I will forever be inspired by this process. And I encourage everyone to go through this process with their own family, because we all have very interesting and rich histories among us.
Muta Ali, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Muta Ali Muhammad. He's writer and director of Life's Essentials with Ruby Dee. UW Parkside and the Mahone Foundation are hosting a screening of that documentary. It's tonight at 7 at the UW Parkside Cinema near Kenosha.